The ISD 200 School Board held a work session on Wednesday evening that included continued discussion of availability of so-called explicit materials through the school library. The school board heard from legal counsel in regards to book bans versus removing a title from the library.
For situations where there have been decisions about whether to remove an item from a library, the courts would look at that as something that's not the same as a book ban. For example, that wouldn't necessarily be the same as telling students that they can't have a particular type of material altogether if they bring something in on their own. That would be more in the nature of a ban. A decision to take something out of a library is not the same as that, and the courts recognize that. With that in mind, the courts say that school boards have significant discretion in this area, but it's not unlimited discretion. The courts in a circuit has recognized that there is a potential First Amendment claim that a student or parent could bring. If there's a situation in which a book was excluded from a library for the specific purpose of suppressing an ideological or religious or another viewpoint that the school board or local authorities disagree. So if that was the intent of the decision, there's a potential First Amendment issue there.
Counsel went on to define explicit materials as works, quote, taken as a whole, unquote, that appeal to prurient interest, be patently offensive, and harmful to minors, also saying that these rules are not hard and fast. Board discussion centered on existing policies that may not be properly enforced, deferring the determination of the materials to trained professionals, and the difficulty in providing notification to parents if students access concerning materials. No official action came from the discussion.